talking with Brett. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Brett is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And a little bit of a gloomy day today, but lots of sunshine on the inside, as they say. Things are going pretty well over there at the Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, it's going very well. Actually, we're like we spoke about last week, getting some activities really going. It's nice to see all the residents being able to get out and about. Days like this make it a little bit harder for them to get outside, but I think we're kind of in the clear for some of the rain at least. It's not going to be at least every day this week, so hopefully we'll get them back outside and start getting back to our outdoor activities with some cookouts and some other things going on. So yeah, it's been going well.
I imagine this past weekend was pretty delightful. I mean, you got to if, for the ones who didn't get to break in the patio a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That brand new area that you've got out there getting a workout.
Yeah, it is. It's always busy now. There's always somebody out there, so it's really cool to see. It's being utilized kind of how we expected it to be, and you know, with the flowers and everything coming in and all the grass where the dirt was showing because of the work. You know, now that we're getting some rain and some sunshine, it's really starting to come in nicely as well, as long with the flowers. So yeah, it's really looking good.
Now, as far as safety goes, we still have some safety protocols, even though we've been very, 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 very blessed with that COVID just going, taking a hiatus, going bye-bye, hopefully for good.
Yeah, hopefully.
But still, we're going to do everything we can for everyone coming in, coming out, make sure that we keep you as far away from the bug and the bug as far away from you as possible.
Yeah, there's some stipulations, but you can come into the building now.
Sure.
We are completely open, so that's really cool. The family members are getting in there and being able to visit their loved ones, which is, you know, that's our number one priority, was getting them back in there. And we've been able to do that, and everybody's just done a really great job of, you know, it gets difficult at times just with the CDC changing stuff week by week. I mean, they have to with all the stuff going on, so it's nobody's fault. It's just sometimes it's tough to follow all those guidelines correctly, but we do what we can, and I think everybody's doing a great job from what I've seen about as far as that goes and following those guidelines. And yeah, I mean, like you said, we've been very blessed. Don't want to jinx it, but I believe our last case in the actual nursing facility and long-term facility was back in January. So so I'm hoping, like you said, hopefully it's gone out of there for good, and then that'll be really awesome. But yeah, with the vaccinations and everybody coming in and out, just seeing, you know, being able to still correctly social distance and follow those guidelines, and you know, wearing masks where they need to, it's been really a blessing, to just everybody being able to follow that so they can get back in there and see their loved ones. And it's so, we're like you said, just we're very blessed.
And of course, your rehab specialists, they've been working triple time.
Yeah.
One, you got the job at hand, too. You got to make sure everybody's safe.
Right.
And, hats off to them, too. What a great crew you got.
Yeah, we do. Our rehab girls, they're really amazing. I think they're kind of being able to step back and take a deep breath. So that's been, I think, kind of nice for them. They're kind of, you know, regaining their composure a little bit, if you will. But they stepped right, and, you know, from everything I heard when COVID was at its peak last spring, I mean, they stepped right in the middle of it with all the nursing staff and helped them out as well. So they were really working, like you said, double, triple time then. Now we're kind of going back to what we're just normal, you know, what we normally do. Just that normalcy, that's really what we've been aiming for, you know, since the start of this thing, is just, you know, finding that light at the end of the tunnel and giving everybody some hope. And I think, you know, judging by the reactions and the moods of everybody around the facility, I think we're getting there, and I think we're really close to being there completely. You know, as long as we can keep following the new and updated guidelines, I think we will be there. Just, you know, seeing everybody as happy as they are and the smile on the faces and being able to participate in the activities and indoor and outdoor activities, you know, it's really been cool to see.
Now, we've got apartments, and you were kind of getting toward the last one, the last time you were here. Do we still have an opening, or has that one been snagged?
As far as I know, I have not been informed that it has been taken. That does not mean that there hasn't been any
interest in it.
They've been going so fast, I can't hardly keep up. So yeah, I believe that one is still open. Here in you know, next, I don't know, I'll say 2 or 3 months, we might have a couple more open. You know, getting, you know, if somebody is going to move out, or if, you know, it being just with the other couple getting the remodel. just like I always say, you know, just some touch-up stuff. But our maintenance guys are, you know, they're about like the therapy team. They've been working double and triple time as well. They're so busy with stuff that they're getting in there when they can, and you know, just in touching up on some minor stuff that we need, because we do want it to be as close to perfect as possible before we want somebody to move in there, because we want it to be their new home. So I mean, you know, you would like it to be like our home. So we want to be able to ensure that and be able to guarantee that. So, but yeah, but as far as I know, right now we still do have the one open. The others that were open, I think there was two or three more. The last couple of weeks there's been deposits put down on those, and they're kind of spoken for. And matter of fact, we've kind of had to start a little bit of a waiting list, so to speak, to get in these things. So it's been, you know, it's a really good problem to have. So we're very blessed there as well.
Well, you know, if you're a senior and you're in need of a home, you don't necessarily have to be a senior, but it helps. You're right there close to the hospital. You're right there with the rehab center. I mean, that campus couldn't be any closer to where you need to be.
Yeah, that is true. That's a very good point. It's, you know, it is independent living. So, I mean, you can have as many or as few people in and out of there as you want. You know, if you don't want to talk to anybody, or you want to be, you know, away from all the chaos and mess or whatever, you can be in there. They'll just like lock your own door like you do at your, you know, at a normal home. So, I mean, it is independent living, but you're right. I think the availability like that and just the convenience of being that close to doctor's offices and hospitals, I think that really puts, you know, a little bit of ease in the back of some minds of not only the people living there, but their family members as well, just knowing that they're going to be taken care of. And, you know, if there is an issue, that they're right there and there will be help around there very quickly to get in there and get whatever they need. So I think that helps as well. But, you know, the independent living aspect is one of the main things that people love about it, because it's, I mean, you can get out and talk to people, or you can stay in. It's whatever you want to do. I mean, it's just like living on your own. So I think that's really a big thing that people appreciate as well.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. And one thing, you also have meal plans just in case you're not quite up for cooking. You can sign up for that.
Yeah, you do have a full kitchen if you do decide you're going to cook and make your own meals, do whatever you need to do. But yeah, you're right. We do offer meal plans up to three. You can do one, two, or three. There's no minimum or maximum. Mm-hmm. You know, either plan that you want, with a little addition, you know, a little bit of extra money added per meal plan. So, but that is an option. And, you know, it really comes out to, it might seem like a lot of money, but, you know, if you sit there and do the math, the numbers on it, it's, you know, it comes out to, you're going to be spending that much on money, that much money on food anyways a month. So it's really a pretty
cool good trade-off. Really.
It really is if you don't feel like cooking or just don't want to cook. I mean, we all have that. So we all go through spurts like that. So
if it's like our house, everybody loves to cook. Nobody wants to. Afterwards, it's like, oh, come on, man. I just want to sit down. No.
Got to do the cleanup as well. So that might be another issue. If you don't feel like cleaning up, then that's another option as well. So it's really a pretty cool deal. You know, the options that they have, and a lot of them utilize that as well. So it's, you know, they really enjoy that as well.
Now, Brett, we have had the blood drives, and I believe we have another one coming up here, and not too far away.
Yeah, so June 22nd, I believe, is a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It might be a Monday. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Tuesday. June 22nd, I know that is the date. That will be our next blood drive. I've posted about it a few times on Facebook. I'll probably go and post about it at least once, if not twice more. We are over half full. I'm almost three-quarters full, I think, with our slots. We're still only allowing the 29 slots because they're still going to use the blood mobile, the bus, like we have been doing in the parking lot. We haven't really gotten the okay to... We haven't really pushed for it, but we haven't really gotten the okay for, you know, to allow them back inside of the building with everything going on so they can have more staff, because they have to have more staff in order to have more people sign up. So we're going to keep it at the 29 slots for now, kind of play that by ear, maybe by our next one, or maybe the one after that or so, maybe we'll get them back in the building. But as for right now, we're going to keep utilizing the blood mobile, which is, I mean, that works great. The only thing that is just fewer slots are open. But as far as, you know, convenience and, you know, and how smooth it goes, it works. It's awesome. People just go up there and, you know, get in there and get their name signed up and give blood and get out of there. And they're usually in and out in about 15, 20 minutes. So it's really pretty, they have a really good system going on there. But yeah, so June 22nd is going to be our next blood drive.
Like antibodies?
Yep, they're still doing antibody testing. As far as I know, I think they're going to keep doing that. So I hope so, because I mean, like we always talk about, people do want to know, and not just for them, but for their family's sake as well, to keep everybody safe. So yeah, as far as I know, they are continuing to do the antibody testing, and that's really a hot topic right now as well. So I know people really appreciate that.
Great. Now, for folks who've been listening along today, and maybe this is the first time they've heard us having fun on the radio, where can we find Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. That is 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. We're the facility just north of the hospital, right in the midst of everything, like we always talk about. Mm-hmm. We can be located on our Bartlesville Health and Rehab community, our Facebook page. I'm on there basically every day, posting stuff, what's going on and everything as well. That's a really we're pretty active on it.
You're not the guy putting cartoons up, are you?
No, I didn't think so. I try not to
do that. Okay.
But we can also be found at BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com is our website. You can see the virtual tour on our Facebook page as well that we've posted. We posted it a couple times. If you don't want to come inside and see the facility for yourself, we understand that completely. And then our phone number is 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545.
All righty, and once again, I want to remind everybody that Bartlesville Health and Rehab is a place where you can get just that, the rehabilitation that you need if you're coming off of surgery or if something has happened to you. A variety of different things, a change in your life, and you need to get your course altered to get it back to as close to normal as possible. That's the best place to go, and it's family owned and operated.
Yes, it is. We take pretty great pride in that as well. Just being that family atmosphere, everybody knows everybody. We all love each other. We are a family. It's a family. Added on to our actual family, so I mean, we see each other so much that it really has turned into that. But yeah, that therapy team, like we always talk about, they do such a great job, and I've seen them in action, and people getting in there and getting well, and whether they have to stay there for a while or whether they go back home, whether they get moved into an apartment, whatever they may do, just seeing them get that, just seeing the difference between the beginning and the end of the therapy is just really awesome, and just seeing them graduate therapy, and we try to recognize those who do. It's just being able to see that as well, and they the smile on their faces, it just says it all. Just being able to get well and how much better they feel when they leave, or even if they stay, just when they complete, how much better they feel after they complete therapy is that's worth everything right there, just being able to see that. So they just do such a great job.
I have seen that before, and it really is something, because many times people think that, well, I'll never have to have therapy ever in my life.
We all think that at one point in time.
And then, by golly, something happens, and it's out of the blue 9 times out of 10, and you're in a position where you might have to relearn a few things physically or even speaking or a variety of different things. And when you go in, your mind, I can just imagine, has a little apprehension. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And nobody wants to fail, and everybody wants to succeed, but those little successes start to add up one by one, and then, by golly, the next thing you know, your coursework has been completed. You graduate, and you're off to being a lot more independent than you were when you came in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much our goal right there. Just like you said, that those little steps add up. When they first come in, it seems like such a big task, looking at the greater picture. But breaking it down into baby steps, so to speak, just being able to get in there and get it done, and having that help and everything there, it's really pretty cool. They get in there and they're capable of way more than they ever thought they could accomplish. And and you're right. I mean, at some point, I'm sure we've all thought that nothing would ever happen to us, but anything can happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. So, just giving people that hope that they can get better and, improve their life. That's basically what we're striving for right there. So just being able to see that is, it's really awesome. And we hope that we can continue to do that and help people, because it's well worth it.
Well, if smiles were dollar bills, you guys would be pretty darn rich by now.
Yeah.
Because they do come out feeling a whole heck of a lot better and a lot more confident in themselves. Once again, how do we get a hold of you?
So we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. You can find us on our Bartlesville Health and Rehab community, our Facebook page. And to get a hold of us, though, we are going to call 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545.
All righty. Hey, Brett, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you.
How's your softball coming along?
It's going. It's going. We won a tournament this weekend, so that's
why the
good boy
is beaming today.
Yeah, that's it.
All righty, Brett, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.